Good morning. Well, today is the last day for Redmond Airport manager Carrie Novick after 22 years at the helm. The new airport manager, Kim Dickey, started work at Roberts Field on January 17th. She worked many years at the San Francisco Airport in several different operations and management positions.
And what do you see as some maybe challenges facing the airport?
I believe what challenges probably most airports is certainly trying to obtain funding efforts to continue to upgrade airfield, certainly not terminal facilities here at Redmond, but certainly airfield facilities, and that's going to be a big challenge.
It took the city of Redmond nearly a full year to find and hire a new airport manager. One potential manager decided to not relocate to Redmond when his wife could not get a comparable job in Central Oregon. The search for a new Deschutes County Administrator is almost over. The County Commission yesterday narrowed the list of candidates to 7. County Commissioner Tammy Bainey says those candidates will be in Bend this Thursday and Friday for interviews. She says second interviews, if needed, will take place on Saturday. Bainey says they'll make a decision by this weekend. The post has been vacant since the commission fired Dave Canner more than 5 months ago. Bainey says they hope to have the new administrator on the job by March 1st. Deschutes County still needs to fill 2 positions on the volunteer dog board. The board makes decisions on what to do with dogs that are caught chasing or injuring livestock. 2 longtime board members resigned recently, citing personal safety. They say they don't like a recent change by the county that forces them to deliberate in public. Deschutes County Acting Administrator Eric Krupp explains the rule.
There are some instances when a public body can deliberate in private or what is called executive session, but based on the state laws, this didn't meet those requirements. The county, once we realized that, we made a determination that the deliberations needed to be in public session, and a couple of the dog board members were uncomfortable with that and have since resigned.
Dog board members say the greater transparency put them at risk of retaliation for dog owners upset with their verdict. St. Charles changes the way it runs its rapid response program. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer explains.
The rapid response team involves 12 healthcare workers who can be called in during an in-hospital emergency. Starting in a couple of weeks, though, a full-time nurse will no longer be on the team. Instead, nurses in other parts of the hospital will be called in as needed. Tim Eichsenberg is the chief nursing officer at St. Charles.
And what we'll be doing is, instead of having a dedicated nurse 24/7 to respond to those rapid response calls, we will have an emergency department nurse, as well as a backup from our ICU charge nurse, and a backup from them with our IMCU nursing charge nurse, so that we can respond quickly. We've got great people that will be assessing the patient and helping to develop an interventional plan.
The hospital responds to about 1 rapid response emergency a day. Eichsenberger says the new plan is more in line with what hospitals do around the state. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110. KBND.
Sheriff's officers and search and rescue teams rescued 2 Bend residents who got stranded on a snowy Forest Service road. Deschutes County Sheriff's Deputy Rhett Hemphill says 35-year-old Jeremiah Budish and 47-year-old Nancy Walker were driving towards Sun River when they got stuck yesterday morning. After trying unsuccessfully to free the vehicle, Budish started walking to get help. After several hours, Walker became worried and called 911. A snowmobile team found the 2 with their vehicle Monday evening. Hemphill says Budish estimated he walked more than 3 miles, got very cold, and walked back to the vehicle. He says the man was wearing tennis shoes, jeans, and a T-shirt. And gas prices rise faster nationally than here in Oregon.
National average is up a nickel this week, up to $3.43. Here in Oregon, we're up a cent and a half to $3.48.
That's Marie Dodds with AAA. She says diesel in Oregon declined a penny to $3.94. High crude prices and some refinery shutdowns on the East Coast have helped drive prices up in other parts of the country. For these stories and more, check us out online anytime at KBND.com. Get instant updates on breaking news when you follow us on Twitter. Our next local newscast comes your way at 6:35 this morning. I'm Dave Jarvis, reporting for News Talk 1110 KBND.